You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome, welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
And we're live. Wow, you can tell I went on vacation. Woo! You can tell that Bob K, the old Fatarooski, went on vacation and ate his face off, because here I is. Here I is. Let me move this camera for you, fucking Deepu, just to get us out of the fucking light. There we go. We have a great show. Sorry, first of all, to all the people that I wasn't here last week.
People were not happy.
Look, bro. No, people were, look, there's only five people that weren't happy.
Yeah, but they made it very public.
They made it very public. And then I had to hear about it nine times. While I'm on vacation, Joe List, his fucking voice messages of just apologize. I thought it went well, and I mean, there was times that it was, but I thought it was interesting when we weren't funny. But I thought it was very funny, and it's like, Joe, I get the same shit every week, and it's my show. You know what I mean? But
I thought it was a good episode.
Look, man.
Ish.
Mike Brown is in fucking studio.
Tuesdays with Robert Kelly. It felt like it was good.
Except
good.
Without the funny part, yeah. Of Mark Norman. No, I'm kidding. Joe is fucking. Look, I would never hand this show over to somebody I didn't think was funny, and he did a great job, and it was a great show. And of course, it's going to be different than the regular show, and of course, people aren't going to like it. But everybody did like most of the people that listen. If I had 10 people listening to the show, we'd have a problem.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it was five people that didn't like. That's half.
50%.
It isn't even one fucking percent of a percent that didn't like the show. No.
Those people probably didn't fucking pre-order a certain special. So what they need to do is go to RobertKellyLive.com and pre-order that special, Robert Kelly Live from the Village Underground.
Well, there he is. There's the superstar.
Hey. I'm early. How am I late?
You're here, baby. You're here. You're actually on time in Luis Gomez time.
Yeah, you said 11.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to explain this to you. Normal people, when you say 11, it's 10 of 11. Now, if Esty said, let me ask you a question. Answer this question honestly. If you're hosting the 9 o'clock show downstairs,
10:57.
If Esty said you're hosting the show at 9 o'clock, what time would you be here?
10:57.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
You'd be late.
Yeah, I'd be super late.
No, you're fine, dude. We have to start the show exactly on time today because I need to leave because I have to go do some stuff. Anyways, yeah, we were talking about me yesterday. Last week, I took off. I went to Aruba.
How was that? Did you do the shows or you just went?
I
was forming the question while I was saying it.
Well, form it in your head and then do it. How's that?
I have the flu, Robert, and I am fighting through it.
Are you really have the flu?
Yeah, I was laid up all day yesterday.
What the fuck are you here for?
I've had it for 2 days, so I don't think I'm... You know,
you don't think you have a fucking doctorate? I mean, are
come
you
over here?
Did you go to med school?
Yeah.
This cocksucker, don't touch.
I love that you're the one person that would get mad at me fighting through a fucking horrific cold to come do your podcast. I was sweating this morning, and I love Bobby so much.
Listen, bro. No, you stay home, brother.
He really wants to be on the show.
I love you so much that I don't want you here sick.
I didn't want to cancel. I had to cancel last time you had a podcast. So
it
I'm
doesn't
like, fuck
matter.
It.
You cancel. You can't.
Yeah, and I get shit when Dan's not on the show. Okay. They're like, why don't you get Soto on the show anymore? What's wrong? Why didn't you book him?
This will be flu corner.
Well, all right. Listen, right now, first of all, don't touch shit and don't point fast because I don't want you to throw shit.
You have a medieval knowledge of sickness that it's like,
where's my phone? Where's my fucking phone? Give me my phone. I'm calling Dr. Steve right now. Listen, here's the deal.
I guarantee he says I'm fine.
Well, I don't care. I have a child. Have you ever fucking dealt with a sick child?
So
he
am
pulls
I
out, no.
Just say no.
No, I haven't. Do you want me to... But I don't know what
actually,
you want.
Actually, they kick off.
Do you want me to get on the subway and be like, ladies and gentlemen, I have the flu. If you have a child, do not stand near me. I think I'm fine.
No, you fucking... The word think makes me fucking...
But it's a powerful
period.
Word.
Yeah, it is. If it's fucking by Banksy, it's straight on the side of a coffee shop.
Yeah, sick stoner. I don't think it works
think
as well.
With a rabbit. Listen, man. Here's my thing. You bring up a fucking such a good thing I've always wanted to talk about, but I've never had the opportunity to talk about it on a podcast. Oh. Never mind the YKW. Da, 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 da. And we'll get back to the Aruba after. Fucking hear that Boston come out fucking after.
Yeah.
After. Dude, we got fucking the record and snow.
You know,
dude,
that fucking hot.
Dude, the fucking snowbanks. I can't even see my sister's
pocket.
House.
Fucking Tony V waiting for his parking.
Dude, you got to fucking... You got to gas the cigar, kid.
There's no more of a Boston comedic sentence than that. Tony V waiting for his parking.
Yeah, there is. Is Billy Burr fucking going on stage?
Fucking Billy Burr,
dude. Oh man, I want to. So I have a friend that was at that Night of Too Many Stars and said Bird killed it at the end. So I'm excited to see it.
Oh yeah, was it again?
Yeah,
they just did last Sunday.
He did it before too, though, didn't he?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's the show. You fucking apparently you'll never see Bob on because the word stars is in the title.
You stop it. 2015 is going to be a marvelous year.
He's on three shows this year. He's fucking bitching. Yeah.
Doom 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 doom.
Look, and your henchman's Chris Scopo. You're doing pretty well.
It's going to be weird because I'm literally going to be on FX in April. On Louis, and then in June we go right into sex, drugs.
Oh, man, they get like three full months of Bobby Kelly, and like six. How long is the show's on for?
I'm not going to fucking help you with show business.
Yeah, keep
your math to yourself.
Keep your mechanic math. Yeah, he's like, what is that? Three? That's how many axles are there? There's four axles. Two axles on the car.
Ask your fucking mother.
Yeah. Well, the seasons are only 2.5 months. It depends. Is 13 episodes in the 24 episode season?
Is it a full order? Is it a half order?
Yeah. Is it the first season? Because those are only 8 on some shows.
When BBC is popularized. 8 episode television.
Well, BBC does 2 hour shows. It's six episodes, but it's like a movie. That's why I watch Luther.
Chris Scopo's mom's the most informative person.
She gave a lot of fucking credit about TV. She knows a lot of shit.
That's great. Dude, I still want a List of Mania shirt. I never got one.
Yeah, well, they're apparently more popular than my fucking t-shirts I put on my own website. Could you go and fucking order a Robert Kelly Live t-shirt, please? Can we do that? Yeah. Can we fucking somebody go and order one?
Yeah, you're looking at me. I'll do it. Yeah. Stop yelling at me.
It's actually a perfect Dan Soda shirt. It's one of those baseball jerseys. With
I don't
the
like
sleeves.
Those. Why do people think I like
because
them?
Because you're an asshole. Hello?
Dr. Graham.
Yeah, Steve, listen, you're on the YKWD Live.
Excuse me?
You're on the YKWD Live. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the wrong Dr. Steve? My.
This is Dr. Stephen Graham. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dialed the wrong doctor. I apologize. Thank you. Have a good one.
I love that.
What doctor is it?
How many doctors do you have on your phone, dude? Jeez. You all right, man?
Dude, you just tried personality a doctor that had no time for it.
Yeah. And he was a real doctor.
He was a real doctor.
He did answer the phone. Hi, it's Dr. Graham.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't realize.
No, because
I did, and I let it go.
Here we go, Dr. Steve.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I just called the wrong doctor, Steve. What's that? Because that guy had no time for fucking fun.
Oh God, I loved it.
He was fucking fist deep in some old lady's vag. Listen, you're on the YKWD Live. I just called the wrong Dr. Steve, and he really wasn't having it.
What are you? There's another Dr. Steve.
Yeah, there's another Dr. Steve I met a long time ago. He was like Joe Rogan's friend. I was in Vegas. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He has his own Dr. Steve. That's
He has his own Dr. Steve, and I called him, and boy, was he his personality. Well, we should get him a prescription for fun. I don't know what type of doctor he is.
Are you trying to get him or me?
I'm trying to get you. I always get you. I don't care about him. I care about you.
Oh, okay.
All right, listen, here's the deal. I got a question for you real quick, just because this is you know, Dan Soder comes in. He's got the flu for 2 days, and he comes in and says, I don't think I'm contagious anymore. So because, you know, he's a doctor, too, apparently. He went to,
right,
you know.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
Widely renowned for his medical knowledge.
It's true.
Yeah. Ugh.
My work in hypochondria is second to none.
Now, what's the case? Now, this guy, because this bugs me about comedians, they show up sick, and here's the deal. Judy Gold came in a week ago Friday. I'm going on vacation on Monday, and she comes in with the cold. I'm sick.
She's still sick?
Well,
she was on Opie and Jimmy, and she was sick, and that was 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, but here's the deal. She shows up and spits into that fucking microphone because she needs the fucking $100 or whatever, and then everybody on that show is getting sick because you couldn't stay the fuck home. Now, I went to Aruba.
The way you guys get paid. If you don't show up, you don't get paid. So people are going to show up when they're sick.
Yeah, it's $84, $5. I'll give it to you. Call me up. I'm sick. I need the money. I'll pay you. I went to Aruba sick, okay? Then my kid got sick, and then Dawn got sick. So thank you, fucking Judy.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think he...
No, are you out of the comedy business?
Yeah, I don't know where he wanted him to take that.
He was never in. What are you talking about? No.
I'm going to call the other Dr. Steve back. Hey, what is the deal?
I'm on rounds. I must have missed. I may have trouble hearing you, too. But
okay.
Look, here's the thing. First, you said Dan's got the flu. Now, does he have influenza? The symptoms of influenza being fever... Headache, cough, muscle aches, and pain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what about a flat face? Does a flat face have any?
vomiting and diarrhea.
Face, right.
Yo.
Did he get a flu shot this year?
Yes.
Not that it matters.
Yes, he did. He did, yes.
Okay, yeah. So he's one of those guys that got the flu shot worked against all of the strains except for one, and of course that's the prevalent one that's out there right now.
Right, yeah.
So if Dan had gone to his healthcare provider within 24, 48 hours and gotten placed on Tamiflu, he might not be contagious at this point.
That did not happen.
He did not do that because he goes to a clinic on 25th Street.
I wish. That's in Manhattan.
Well, that's fine. They would still be able to prescribe Tamiflu. But, yeah, no, if he is... still got a fever and he's still got snot coming out of his nose. That snot is full of viruses. I mean, how do you think the virus spreads? You know, viruses got to live too.
Then maybe so, I don't.
Are you defending the flu, you fucking weirdo?
I might not have influenza. I might just have a stomach bug.
You know, there are some theories that viruses aided in our evolution as a species, but that's, you know, they're kind of wacko theories, but they're based somewhat in science.
Well, now Dr. Soda has, he just self-diagnosed that he might have a stomach bug because he doesn't have a runny nose.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Did you just see a patient's cock?
Oh, no. You know, I share the same malady that Dan Natterman has. We're both anethophobes. So when you say Dan Soder's got a stomach bug, I'm running through my head. Can I get that through the cell phone?
Yeah, I'll help you with that. Dr. Bob will help you.
Terrified of you.
The answer is no, because you're on an iPhone. You can't even get a regular virus, a computer virus.
It's true. No, Apple has fantastic security.
God, Dan just needs to go home. First he has the flu and now he's got a stomach bug. Now, you can get nausea and vomiting with influenza as well, so it may not be just...
So he's got the flu.
You know, a separate thing.
Now he's got the flu.
So do I have to go to a doctor? Because I have shows tonight I got to drive out to.
Well, you're going to do shows?
I got to go out to McGuire's.
I'm going to relay it. All right, he's got to go to McGuire's and do shows. No, go do the shows.
Yeah.
You can go do the shows.
Do I have to go to a doctor?
No, you should go to... Hey, can he call you after the show?
Yeah, of course. Give me my number.
I'm going to give him your number. You call Dr. Steve, the good Dr. Steve.
Yeah, not the fucking personality-less one, the cardboard Dr.
Well,
Steve.
He's not really, actually, he's probably a better doctor.
Makes me so happy to hear that.
He's probably a better doctor because he doesn't fuck around with douchebags like us.
No way, man. I like him. He's like, if he was like a lawyer, he'd be Sean Penn in Carlito's Way. I like it. I'm way on board with this, Dr. Steve.
All right. Now, all right. So I'm going to have
give
a call.
Give Dan my number. He can call me anytime.
All right. So, but basically, you can, while you have the flu, when is it not contagious?
Well, usually they'll say you're not contagious after 7 days of the onset of symptoms or 48 hours after cessation of symptoms, whichever one comes first.
Okay.
All right, now what about a cold?
Yeah, your colds are tough. You know, they can last up to 24 or, you know, up to 14 days, and nobody really knows much about it because they don't kill people, so they don't do a lot of research on it. That's why we don't have a cold vaccine.
So that's why AIDS really superseded colds.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I get it. All right, so there's no benefit. There's no benefits we can do for a cold.
Yeah. I would be headlining that.
Such a shitty benefit. There's studies out there showing that zinc lozenges may reduce the duration of a cold. And
what about
studies have been? Yeah, go ahead.
What about your own cum? Like the first one out of the gut in the morning.
A lot of protein.
Yeah. You see, there's no money in a study like that. Nobody can make any money off of it. So that's never been studied. It may be the greatest thing in the world, but it's never been studied. So, you know, you can't comment
so
on
we,
it.
So cum might be a, like
why
a cure-all.
Why doesn't he study it and be a revolutionary doctor?
It's the greatest thing in the world, but yeah. If you can't make money off of it, you're not going to commit grant money to it.
Well, all right. I'm going to ask Scopo for the next year for the case study to eat his own cum every day. Mm. And if he doesn't get sick, we know that it's a cure-all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That could be your pilot study.
All right, great.
That's what you do. You do these very small studies, and if you think that you see a positive effect, then you can get the larger studies funded.
I think he just said you had a small dick.
I think support you.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. He should go home after this and go right to bed. Don't touch anybody.
Wash his hands, and everyone around there should wash their hands. I mean, if you don't want to get influenza, best thing you can do, wash your hands thoroughly before you eat. Don't stick your finger in your nose. Don't stick your finger in your eye.
Yeah, okay.
And because you tend to pick these things up, Dan touches something that's got his snot on it, it's got a bunch of viral particles, you stick your finger in that, and then you stick your finger in your mouth.
So if me and Dan stick our fingers in each other's asses, don't do that today.
We can't?
No, we can't.
That's why I like coming to the podcast.
Don't do that. Well, he has the flu, but later on, after he's resolved, then you can do it all you want.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Steve.
Okay, guys.
All right, bye. And hey, when is Weird Medicine coming back?
Oh, Weird Medicine's on Broadcast Network every week. We just had to skip a week because of the weather, and then we're on Sirius XM, 10 p.m. Eastern on XM 103.
One of the best shows, not even just on this network, out there. Weird Medicine, Dr. Steve, him and his friends get together and actually do stuff like we just did. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So
still only uncensored medical show in the history of radio.
That's it, because you,
all right,
buddy. You're the best. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Go back to those dying people.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
So he said 48 hours. I got the shits on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I think we're all right.
Oh, sorry.
I have Purell from the Yankee Swap, if anyone wants.
There it is.
Well, no, we need that.
I was just going to say that. That's why I didn't wear hands.
I'm not going to reach in this crotch again. No. Please. Come on. Okay,
put I didn't it on touch the floor. It. I didn't touch it, though.
Hang on.
Okay. I went off the chest. Uh-huh. Did you guys see that? Right when he threw that. And mid-flight, I had the thought of,
yeah, we got
oh, they
camera.
Need it. I don't. I'm patient zero.
Good job.
You're the monkey.
Yes, and if I could, I'd spit in your mouth. Spit right in your mouth like that
but
outbreak
monkey. It does bug me, though, because I hate the fact that, especially in New York, you come in, right? You come into the show on a Friday night, and there's fucking 6-7 guys on a show, different guys all night long, 4 shows a night, back and forth between the wall. And yeah. People are sick.
Yeah.
They calm down. It's like, look, look, I understand what you're doing. You got a headline spot tonight. If you don't show up, you're fucking a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could come down and actually do the do the show. They can clean the mic after you're done. There's only two.
Yeah, and I'm the last one on. I'm the last one on.
Down in the city, it's fucked because now I gotta use all this shit.
Yeah.
I got to and then Judy comes in. She's sick, coughing. She goes, I'm sick. Why are you here? Stay the fuck home.
But I think Dr. Steve said it right. If you don't show up, you don't get paid.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's not that much money. It's not like it's paying your rent.
Yeah, but also then, you know, comics can bust your balls. Oh, you don't love it enough. You got to go out. Even
who
sick.
The fuck says that?
People say that.
Who? Yeah, open micers. Not fucking headliners.
Oh, you got a point.
All right, Dante Nero just showed up. Hi, buddy.
How you doing, bro?
We're talking about...
Dante has a cold, too.
Don't think I didn't see the limp. We're going to talk about that, but... We're talking about Dan is sick and he showed up, which if he told me he was sick, I mean, I love him to death. I love him on the show, but I'd tell him to stay home. He's got the flu.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sick too? Or is that just your breathing?
No, I'm just tired and I'm fucked up, a little fucked up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what I don't like about you is that you you actually have this little baby skull. On your necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everything else on you is massive. A bone, a watch.
This was a gift.
And then you have a gift from who? A baby?
Some cute chick gave it to me.
She gave you a baby skull.
Yeah.
It's weird. It looks so small on you.
Well, because I have other stuff that I wear.
Yeah, that's huge.
This kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it would look a lot bigger on, like, me.
It would be a regular size skull.
Everybody. Yeah.
It weighs down on me.
But it really bugs me when comics do that. They show up sick. It's like, you don't need to do it. And if you're sick, how's this? Why can't we have a sick mic?
Sick mic.
Oh, we had those masks, I think.
Yeah.
Remember that one time? No, one time I was sick, you made me wear a mask.
Yeah, where is that?
I got to find those.
All right, well, don't find it. It just ruined it now. You said it like we have them.
The joke would be that we have the thing and we make him do it. Where is it? Like, I don't care about that joke anymore.
Where is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's over.
Didn't you put somebody's face on that mask?
Here's the deal. Here's the fucking deal. I hate that. I think that we should... I think you should be fucking stay home or at least go, look, I'm sick. Is there another microphone I can use?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's courtesy.
I've done that before. I've asked for that before.
Yeah?
I've been like, I'm pretty sick. I don't know. And I forget which club. I think it was Stand Up New York.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have a secondary mic.
That's great.
And they like went, and I just told the MC, and the MC grabbed it because it was unraveled.
Exactly. Don't tell anybody. Nobody knows.
Right.
For a second, they're going to be like, what was that? But who cares?
Yeah. I remember doing that. It was like, I think 2 years ago.
You could wipe out fucking the comedy community by doing a spot at the stand.
That is my comedic jihad. I will take all comedians out.
If you work the stand, you can wipe out most of the mediocre comics in New York City.
Yeah. I'd be fine because Patrick don't book me. Fuck him.
Come on, bro.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he book you?
Because I don't know.
Did you do too many memes?
Maybe. I don't know. Is that a thing with him? He doesn't like memes.
I read his Facebook. It says if you're a comic with memes who does too many memes, I can't like you. I like Patrick though. I think he's funny.
He's a douche.
Really? Why?
Because it's a nerd getting at the cool table. And then losing his nuts because now he's at the cool table. That's why.
What is it? Say that again.
He's a nerd.
Did he have nuts though?
He's a nerd who got a chance to sit at the cool table, and now because he books, he's a prick.
You're saying the power got to his head.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't find that at all.
Not to you.
Why?
Because you're an established comic, so he doesn't be sucking your balls.
He doesn't do that to me.
Can I say something?
Really?
Can I defend this fucking Claude for 1 second? This fang tooth fucking...
I don't think he has the fang tooth anymore.
Wildebeest. This fucking abominable snowman.
He really... Yeah.
Listen... He would show... Listen, man, if there's anybody who loves comedy, it's this fucking guy. When he was nobody, he would show up at my shows in Jersey, and him and a bunch of people, I called him the Fat Eight.
That's hilarious.
It was him and some other fat chicks.
That's because he was nobody, and he was showing up to your show.
Yeah, but
you don't get points for that.
Let me finish. There's a fucking story here.
All right, sorry.
You're not on the blacklist. All right? Stop being so aggressive. In the basement of a boat fucking hiding.
It's one of my favorite shows.
I should have known
the crosshairs as well.
I don't know.
Really? I would have thought that wouldn't happen.
Taking shit from a fucking hot big head chick. Can't just kick her in the fucking twat and throw her down a flight of stairs. I said this. Listen. I think that he really, I mean, he took this thing, this fan being of comic, of a certain type of comedy too, which you're a part of.
Sure.
And he made it into this website, and the website now is one of the hottest clubs in the city, and provides a great fucking venue for comics. You know, it's almost like the, I feel like it's the sister, you know, the AAA of the Comedy Cellar. Like, a lot of the guys there are the next motherfuckers, and then they have us, you know, the established guys are starting to go there now, and this is all from a guy being a fan of comedy. I think that whatever you had with him, which he's done before, is had some type of fucking fallout or whatever, or he, when he's been wrong, you know, you should try talking to him about it. What did he say? Why don't they use you? Now, are you sure it's not your jokes? I've seen your act.
Let's be honest. It couldn't be that. So.
Well, let's not get carried away. Let's talk about that. I want to get Dr. Steve back on. But the first Dr. Steve.
You haven't seen anybody do comedy in at least 5 years, so shut up, Bobby. You don't watch anybody.
I don't watch you. Okay. I stopped watching people. I really did. Do you know why I stopped watching people? You know what? First of all, I'll just say this. It is funnier YKWD when I'm on it. So anyway.
Your podcast.
Because you don't want to be like Will and then steal everybody's jokes. So.
Oh,
yeah, I'm saying.
Dante's coming in laying down.
Talk that shit. Did you give up comedy?
Are you just going straight acting now? Did you just get hired as a series regular on Blacklist?
You're not telling us.
I'm still working. I've got a couple more episodes.
Holy shit, dude. What the fuck?
Damn.
Is that how you got your leg broken? Why are you? Because you're talking so much shit, motherfucker.
He's coming for everybody.
Not you, Danny. I love you.
Why do you have? First of all, let's talk about this cane thing. All
right.
Why do you?
So
have
we're just
cane?
Gonna skip over the fact that. No, we're gonna, all right. Let's cover it.
I want to ease into this. I mean,
let's go right into it because
I feel ready to go right into it.
Yeah, Dan walked in with a flu. You walked in with an attitude.
I'm walking. Yeah. I walked in dying. He's looking in to kill everybody.
This motherfucker.
This is great about this show. Variations. It's all about.
Oh man, I'm in some weird like flu fever dream, and Dante's coming in here like. Fucking doing his hit him up. He's like, fuck Patrick, fuck Will. I'm like, Jesus. I need to go lay down.
James Spader's my motherfucker.
Yeah. All I fuck with is James Spader. I'm putting all these motherfuckers on the blacklist.
Actually, I was chatting to Jay Spay.
I like it, Dante. I like that. Jay Spay, man.
The
like
bomb dander just became the fucking cunt bandana. That's a new. Put that right. Don't give it to Dan.
Yeah. Jay Spay? This is the one day I'm incapable of bombing.
Me and Jay Spay were chatting it up, and
I hope the show.
We're gonna call him Jay soon.
I really do. I hope they have a racist tirade. James Spader goes on, and someone puts it public, and the show's over.
Or he gets caught fucking like a 16-year-old chick. Just done.
That actually makes you more famous now. If you do that.
Yeah, well, right, it's
so,
taped.
So what's up with the cane? What'd you do? Your own stunt?
I slipped on some ice.
Oh, that makes me. Went and
fucking ripped both quads.
Yeah, Jesus. Because you wear cowboy boots in the winter, you fucking queen.
You mean queen like the group? Or
I mean like a fucking
either
chick.
Either way, right?
Why are you wearing. Stop. What? Why? Where'd you slip on ice? Please tell me it was in front of your house.
It was in front of my house.
You are a. You know what that is? That's you not fucking shoveling.
No, it wasn't. Here's what it was. It was the. The day before the first snowstorm
ever.
No. I mean, you know, since everything's I was six.
Go ahead.
And it was kind of like not cold enough that you would think it was ice. Remember the? It was
I really feel like
he talks about weather in terms like a Native American. He's like, before the great first snow of the year, I had wandered outside where the water had turned to ice. For the big brave crashed hard on his way to his steed.
Shit.
By the way, the show is
a lot better with you.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than thinking about Dante like punking someone and then slipping on ice. Being like, fuck you little bit.
Ah, shit. So you slipped on ice.
Yeah, and I just went in the air. And
you
I,
were in the air.
I went on the first stair, fell on the stairs.
Didn't spit in his coffee cup because he almost gave us all the flu.
I almost just fucking machine gunned all of you. The thought of Dante completely in the air.
You spit on it. We all become zombies. All right, listen.
That fucked me up thinking about Dante in midair.
So, do you know how much fucking force it takes to get this fucking little square body in the air?
Oh, my God. It's like getting a tank to jump a ditch.
All right, so you're flying in the air. Those flying little legs are flipping in the air.
So I
got to do it.
So I... You know,
now,
yes, I do. I have all my jewelry.
All
of course
your jewelry.
I do.
Now, your fucking bone in your ear is flipping.
Right, right. Fucking,
your baby skull is flying.
Yeah. So, I did judo for a lot of
in the
years.
Air.
Yeah, well, I'm on the stair. I'm on the first stair, so I'm in the air over the staircase.
Right.
Oh. So I
think of judo.
Well, I mean, you learn how to fall. Right. So I curled and kind of brought my neck forward so I could take the blow
right.
across the shoulder blades.
Did you say neck?
Yeah.
You have a neck?
Yeah,
I think only medicinally. I don't
think. My question is, why didn't you just go inside your shell?
Yeah.
Why did you...
Down the stairs.
I'm really getting beaten right now. So let's talk about Will stealing drugs.
This is for Patrick, motherfucker.
This is for all those spots I need at the stairs. I'll keep digging.
This motherfucker. It said neck.
So you're in the air. You think of judo.
So I take the blow across my back.
Yeah, we usually take it. You fucking
the shoulder blades.
Bro, I'll take it.
That's how you got the part in Blacklist because you took it right on your back.
And
I'll take that bandana.
I got up. I hyperextended my knee and I ripped the quads in both legs.
You ripped the quads.
Yeah, they're done. The left one is done.
What do you mean? It's fucking ripped.
Ripped.
You have to get it surgery.
Right. So it rips and then it rolls.
Why the fuck are you here? Why don't you both stay home?
Because we're warriors.
You're what?
Yeah, fucking comedy warriors, bro.
I got nothing else, bro.
Dan only can go in spurts and then he gets a fever and has to take a 10-minute break.
I'm like, sit down.
Yeah, he's desperate.
You're like Bird at the end of his career when he had to lie on his stomach.
Laying like this.
Stretches back.
Just laying on the court. I'm ready to take a couple threes.
So you forget. That's terrible. The quad is a big muscle
rips,
to rip.
And then it rolls up your fucking hip.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened to Triple H.
Yeah.
Really?
Same thing.
So you have no quad right now.
I have two on it. It's quad, so it's four.
Right.
So I ripped two of the four.
I never put that together.
Me neither. I'm not going to lie, Bobby. I can shit on you for being stupid. Yeah. It just clicked in my head.
The way he did it. Thought four. Yeah. She only did one. You have three left.
I ripped two.
You ripped two, so you have two.
I have two, but the only the side ones.
Well, you have side
so
quads.
So I can't extend the knee.
You can't extend your knee, so you can't jerk off or come. Because you can't do this.
Why do you come like that?
Because you lock your legs.
I usually come with bent knees.
You come with bent knees? What are you, a witch?
Yeah.
Who comes with bent knees?
I don't know. Who doesn't back like you're getting ready to go in a car crash?
Who braces?
You rock your legs.
Yeah, he's bracing.
No, that's weird.
Or,
that's,
you don't really? Hunch? Lock you don't yeah, hunch don't, over?
That's
you
don't the hunch.
Hunch.
Yeah.
The hunch
I go.
That's the hunch is nasty.
No, I'm not a ghoul.
Everybody else hunches over. You brace for the crash.
Yeah, you're like, you're like one of those scared goats. You're like,
I love how this just turned right on you. Any second. One mistake and you cocksucker.
Oh, I really wanted to get you for the quads thing, but then that clicked in my head, so I was like, heck yeah.
All right, so you snapped your quad.
I snapped two.
Two, and what about you strained?
And I snapped one on this
one over
leg.
There. Yeah. So you only have, you're missing three quads.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when are you going to get this fixed?
Friday. I'm going for surgery Friday.
Are you filming still?
No, I'm done for now. I just did...
How many episodes?
It's...
Someone vacuuming?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah.
11, 13, 15...
Are you get to do the math Ooh. Out loud? Can you do it in your head and just say six?
Because they split it.
Yeah, I know how it works.
So,
how many have you done?
eight or nine.
Okay, nine episodes.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you could, so this season, because this season's good. I like this season, by the way. And
maybe because I got in, I stepped in, but whatever.
No, no, you definitely. I was very happy, dude, when I saw you on there, because you're a great actor.
Thank you
really
you,
are good.
Thank
you. You. I don't. I'm not sitting there going, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see people you know act, and you're like, what
wow.
the fuck?
Also, like, Dante's like a big dude, and a lot of big dudes, when they try to act, you're like, because they're so used to just being big and intimidate, like, you can, like, Dante can act his ass
off. Well, he's got this.
I mean, I get there. I get it done. I think it's just matters that you don't interrupt the storyline. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just good enough.
I don't know what that means. I think Patrick is right. I want you off this show. I want you to go get your quads fixed right now. How much is that? $100? I'll give you $100. I'm going to give you both damn $100.
If you're watching a movie and you go, wow, that was bad, where you have to stop watching the movie to say, wow, that acting was bad, you know?
Oh, when it takes you out of it.
Right, right. So I think if you could just be good enough to so that the story flows.
I think with me, when I see somebody I know, the initial thing is, what the fuck?
Right.
Why didn't I get an audition for that? My agent's a fucking cunt. No. No, the initial thing is like, wow, that's great. I'm so, you know, and now, and then I kind of sit in. And I'm like, all right, let's see what you got.
Right.
Let's see what happens. And, you know, sometimes you're like, oof. You know what I mean? Yeah. I always look at my wife's face with like, you know what I mean? Because she can't help it.
Yeah.
She's a civilian.
She can't hide it.
She cannot fucking not be real. And we were both watching. I was like, that was fucking great, man. I know what you're saying. At the end of the thing is when we went, oh my God, Dante was good, because you're in it.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah,
right.
you pulled it off, man.
Right. Right.
And you play kind of this tough badass guy that she hires to watch this other guy.
Samoan. He's called us. His name is Samuel Alec. Right. Because I've never played a black dude ever.
Yeah, because you're not black.
I am black.
You're black?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a new rule. There's only one black guy on the show at a time. I'm sorry.
I got my quads. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're not full black because you hang out with Brandon.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get that corporate sponsorship.
And you got gray eyes. Shut up. You don't count.
I love his eyes.
That's fine. Yeah, he can't be black with gray eyes.
Well, I don't know.
And they're real?
His early 90s R&B face.
I love his Harlem Nights fucking eyes.
Oh. Thank you, Bobby. It's a pleasure.
So let's go. So you're gonna go for the surgery, and that's gonna be a motherfucker, because I had two knee surgeries, and let me tell you something. You're gonna need help. You got help at the house?
I got fine.
You sure? And you're way up on the top floor, man. How the fuck are you gonna have to stay on the bottom?
No, I'll be on the top. I'll be fine.
Oh, I hate you. I hate your manliness. I just see you fucking wobbling upstairs. You're going to get up there and have just a box of Cheez-Its and some soup?
I already got my fresh direct, my deliveries.
Right.
People coming. Young ladies coming by to help me out.
What about you, young ladies?
He got his bitches.
What does he got?
His bitches.
His bitches.
Why do you say it like, what are you, a fucking mobster from the 30s?
Bitches. His bitches.
The color
bitches.
Guy got his bitches.
And he got a nice set of cans, all of them, see?
What is he? Is he in the oven? If he's in the oven, then he wouldn't mind if I did this.
Great set of pins.
What the fuck? Fucking bitches. Dan, what are you doing staring?
Just Scobo cracks me up.
He's like an
attractive carny.
He's like, yeah, I got my bitches coming. You know, I can get you some propane if you got me $20 on it. I got a can of it. So why would you come out? Now I'll move on a little bit. I think it's great. I love that you're on TV. I really do, and I think you did a great job, which is great. And I mean, there's so much, and people don't know this. There's 30-something shows, over 30-something shows shooting in New York now.
Yeah.
Pilot season is in New York City.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You don't have to go to L.A. anymore. More shows shoot in New York than in fucking L.A.
Sure. I had a theory about this. I think Nate and I were talking about this about a year ago with Fallon bringing the Tonight Show. I was like, dude, the full swing is happening. It's fully swinging back to New York.
I'll tell you what it was, is that it became cheap again to shoot film in New York, and then they actually built the studios. Mm-hmm. They didn't have studios. They didn't have sound stages back in the day.
Sure.
They had one. Okay?
It was like Silver Cup Silver and like... Cup.
Yeah, now they got fucking...
Chelsea,
P&E. Yeah, I mean, even... They have all this stuff in Brooklyn now, all these warehouses that they just took over and made sound stages out of, and they're making fucking millions. There's so many shows now, which is, and it's, look, you can't New York City is a cast member.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, L.A., it's like, it could be Florida. Who the fuck? You don't know where the... When you're doing a scene in New York, you know it's fucking New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can also tell when people do a scene and they try to be in New York. Oh, yeah. It's in Toronto.
Like Castle. Castle, the show Castle, shoots in L.A., but they make it New York.
Yeah, you're like,
that's terrible. Yeah.
You see a Tim Hortons in the background.
Yeah. What is that?
What is that?
Blacklist has the whole, all the scenes permanently built.
Yep.
And how and all those built right in Chelsea Pier. Yeah. And to see these guys just build this, like they have.
Is that where is that where it is?
Yeah, they shoot it right at Chelsea Pier.
That's where we shot the 2-2, and that's where Law and Order used to shoot. Yeah. They have all
and
inside
third,
there.
Third Watch too.
And, yeah, they all shoot. That you go in there. It's so fucking cool because you walk in, and here's the thing: is that you know we shot on Louis. He has a soundstage, and he replicated his apartment that he used to have up there. So you walk in, it's the same exact fucking
That's
thing.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Almost exactly?
It's exact.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's amazing what they do, man. What the designers do, set designers are fucking...
And what's crazy, and they'll take those sets and just... They have like... They just stack them up next to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And they just slide them out and... Oh, yeah. Boop, boop,
that's fucking nuts.
Yeah. And they build the whole room.
Yeah, when we shot Sex Drugs, they had the apartment, they had the bedrooms, they had the actual rehearsal studio, and they would just, you know, pull out the wall and shoot this way, and then put the wall back up in fucking 20 minutes and then shoot that way. It was
what studio
crazy.
Did you guys film Sex Drugs and Rock and Roll at?
We were at Kingston. Which is where
Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods is there. There's like five shows there.
Where's that? Did you ever run across Tom Selleck?
Right over Greenpoint. Greenpoint. I didn't, but I was trying to. I wanted to meet Donnie. You know, because I'm friends with his brother Jimbo, who's a great guy.
I just want to meet Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I want to meet him too. You want to meet him with mustache?
Yeah, okay. What am I, a fucking asshole? Selleck without the mustache.
They shot a scene last year around the corner from my house, and I met him last year.
You met Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
With the mustache?
With Mo, yeah.
Good. What'd you say to him?
I was just like, hey, how you doing? He's like, hey, nice to meet you. That was it.
I loved your work on Friends.
Hey, can we change that bandana to Boring Story?
Scopo had all the recipe there, just couldn't put the cake together.
I mean, it wasn't much. But I was like, hey.
I said, nice to meet you. I'm Chris Scopo. He said, nice to meet you, too. And we took a picture.
I asked if he wanted his garbage collected.
I asked him the end of it. What'd you say? Oh, that's the part of the story.
It was fucking Knight Rider. It was cool. I was fucking in shock.
Knight Rider?
What?
Isn't he a Knight Rider? No. Fuck, not Knight Rider.
Hassel?
No, what was he on? What was he on before?
Magnum motherfucking P.I.
Magnum P.I. That's what
I want you to fucking choke on that.
Magnum P.I., whatever the fucking show was.
Don't get mad at your mistake, nigga.
Knight Rider.
Fuck. Dude.
How dare you confuse Hasselhoff with his shirtless leather jacket look versus Hawaiian shirt, Detroit Tigers pro-back, banging bitches on Hawaii, Magnum P.I.
Black guy with a helicopter.
That was the best. That's all I wanted was a black friend with a helicopter.
Yeah.
Mike, you got to get on it.
Yeah. Well, now you can have him get on it, too. Now that we know
I'd rather
black.
Cast Dante as my Samoan friend.
Yeah. I want him to be in Hawaii 5-0.
You're just calling me a Howley the whole time?
Now, let me ask you a question. Why would you call Will? I love Will, first of all. Love Will. I'm going to say this right up front so you know where I stand.
I already know. I don't care. You don't have to do it. I know you love him.
I love him.
But he's a thief. He's a joke thief. And it goes against everything that we stand for as comics. And I don't understand why everybody's just letting this rock.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Is there any way I can have one of those bead bracelets?
Yes, you can.
Did you get yours? Which one is yours? Is that one?
No, that's another one.
I like the skull one, the one on the bed.
I lost the
skull. Little baby one, the little thin one. I like the little thin.
This is a perfect.
I actually want the thin one.
This is a perfect look into who Bobby Kelly is. He goes like this. I'd like one of those. Okay, you know, not if it's not a big deal. And he's like, here, take this one. He's like, you know what?
I'll take the one your mom gave you.
That looks like it's got a lot of.
Give the one your dead mother gave you.
That looks like it's got a lot of meaning to you. Can I take that one?
Take that.
Okay. Will, let me tell you something. You're right. I do not watch. I stopped watching comedy. Number one, the reason why is because I didn't want it to. I felt like it this year and last year and maybe the year before, I was kind of evolving into some something, and I didn't want to be affected by what I saw, because I believe that that can happen. I believe if you see comedy and there's certain things you really like that you can absorb it, and then it was like, oh fuck. So I stopped watching Louis. I stopped watching comedy because I just didn't want to go, oh, why should I do that? And I need it, and I'm still in that phase where it's like I need
because
to
you
evolve.
You it becomes your path. You get to a level where you're so proficient that it becomes your artistic path and only your artistic path. So I get that.
Well, there's a point in your comedy where you have to go, I accept me for me.
Unless you're stealing people's jokes, then you're not really doing that.
Now, why do you think he's... Because
everybody in the business knows...
Never heard it.
You are bugging.
I've never heard it.
Dan, you're going to...
I've never heard
Never
it.
Heard
That's
that.
The first time.
Never heard that, ever.
Never,
no.
Never heard
Yeah, I don't know if you ever seen Ellen does the airplane... The airplane food, which was her bit for years.
I didn't know that.
The
I just know it murders, and I'd have to follow it and be
yeah,
like,
yeah, murders. It murders because somebody else developed it. The Matrix sperm bit. Anything he can steal, he steals. And I don't get it. And guys know he steals. They steal. Mike Brown, you never heard this?
I've heard.
Oh,
jokes,
don't
but
you
never,
no. fucking no, no, if you heard it, don't heard,
no, no, I haven't heard it. I'm saying I've heard the jokes, but I've never heard it before. It's like I've heard of other comics that steal, and it's just like a known thing. But like I've never heard it with Will ever. If I did, I'd rock with you. I rock with the Jace Bay, but I don't rock. I
call 20 comics right now and tell you the same thing.
Was
and it? They sit around and fucking chat with this dude. He is the equivalent of being a scab if you're in a union.
Wow.
He does exactly what we go against on every situation.
I've never heard this.
All right, I'll give you one better.
But hang on, I want to say I'm not black. So I think this is a
conversation.
Black thing. No, it's not.
I don't know what happens in the black community.
I'm gonna make it a black.
You're gonna make it a black. Fair enough.
I want out of this.
That's the perfect politician move. Yeah. This is a problem within their community that I feel needs to be resolved by black leaders.
This is an Anthony Cumia thing.
But you were gonna say you were gonna one better it. What were you gonna say?
I won better it.
Can you say that? Is that?
I don't know. I like it.
Oh, well, I won better.
I won up it.
Sounds cool.
I like better.
I like one better.
One
better.
Better.
I'll go one better.
One better.
One better.
I swear to God, I'll go to Scoble. What should we call it? What was that thing?
Tom Selleck said hello. He just goes back to his last story.
No, the other thing.
No, I wrote down attractive Carney. That's a good one.
One better. It. Go ahead. One better.
Oh, one better. It.
Please, one better. It.
There was a time when Patrice had. Heard the rumors extensively.
Look, you know Patrice is gone, right?
Yeah, I know that. This is how long this has been going on.
Can I put his hat at the end of the table?
Yeah, please, please do it.
We'll bring him back.
Summon him. Had heard about it and had a conversation with him about stealing.
Yeah.
And Patrice showed me an extensive letter about how Will said, I'm not going to steal no more. I went to do my bit, did my own bit.
Can you let Dan do his accent?
I can't do his accent. He's doing a way better job.
Yeah, but I can't go. I can't sit through it. I feel like Dante just became fucking retarded.
Yeah. Something was wrong.
That's the way when I see you, that's the way I think you should talk. Blacklist. Yeah.
My leg hurts. I fell. Ice slippery.
I was in there for 3 minutes.
I fell. Shoulders.
Okay, go ahead.
And wrote a letter as to that how he finally went out and did his own material and bombed, and how he was felt better about it. Yeah. And then he went right back to fucking stealing again.
Look, man, when Rogan, you know, was like, Dane stealing and then Carlos Mencia, these people were stealing. It was like, you know, then Louis, you know, accused but then Louis had him on the show, and then Rogan had Dane on his show. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute, I don't know what the fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I don't think it's a hard... Dane was... The thing with Dane was like a bit. It was like a one
It was
bit.
Not a bit. It was a premise.
Okay. Yeah, it was a premise.
Parallel, that's a parallel
I think it was.
Thing.
I think it was a premise.
Was it the itchy asshole?
Itchy asshole.
And name, and name your kid anything. Right.
Yeah, I think the two premises, and right. they were, you know, he did it his way, he did it his way.
Right.
It wasn't word for word like Carlos Mencia did word for word.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. As Will does consistently.
You're saying Will does. So you, that's the bigger show. Question is it a premise theft or a word for
it
word?
It is a
theft?
Conscious.
Word for word
a theft. Conscious word for word theft of multiple people's jokes.
Now, is it theft,
in the business?
Theft or theft with a T?
I'm going to go theft because it is Black Will.
Okay, theft.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll theft.
It's a theft.
Theft.
I'm going to go with a theft.
I'm
going
to go with a theft.
A conscious.
That's two Fs. Take the T, add another F.
Actually,
theft.
Three Fs.
It's three Fs.
Okay.
Theft.
That's proper.
Theft.
That is in that's in Webster's dictionary. That's the Black Webster.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, so. So there's a theft.
Yeah.
Conscious
word
conscious
for word.
Conscious, yeah. Not like, oh, I heard it and it's a mistake. Conscious
here's
word for word over and over again, every show, all the time.
Here's the thing is that, like, it's like I have so much shit to deal with. I really do. I have a lot of anxiety. I have to, you know.
So you're just going to sweep this under the rug.
Hang on one second. I have to do the show today. I have to leave right at 12:30, go to Brooklyn and do the Louis, and then come back over here and do another thing. And then I got my kid. I'm not going to see my kid again for another day. Tomorrow, me and Scopo are going to where are we going?
D.C.
D.C. to play the Cinema Draft House.
Arlington Draft House?
Yeah.
It's a blast. You're just doing Saturday?
I because I have to do Louis tonight.
Oh, fucking
so
baller.
I had to cancel.
Are you doing two tomorrow or one?
I'm doing two tomorrow.
That's awesome.
But here's the thing is I love that club.
It's great.
It's great.
You know where you need to go? Go to the diner across the street in Arlington.
Yeah.
It's called, I think, Bob and Edna's or something.
Yeah.
Best milkshakes I've ever had.
Here's the thing, though, is that I looked on their Twitter. They haven't promoted me one time. They're literally promoting shows that are coming up soon. And it's like, I look and I'm not even... So I retweeted... And they get like 4,000 people. I retweeted, "Hey, you know who's coming sooner? Me."
That's
and they didn't even fucking retweet that. It's like the guy who runs the Twitter, does he not? Is he get? You know what I mean?
Maybe he's got a personal beef.
Yeah. I swear to God, sometimes those guys do. They have. You can't listen. You have to be Switzerland, you motherfucker. If you're running a fucking Twitter account of a comedy club, you can't just fucking jerk off all the people you like and fuck the guys you don't.
Yeah, you got to be Corporate Dan about it.
Fucking annoyed me.
Yeah.
It's like, is it really is all the publicity on me? I got to do it all now?
Mm-hmm.
I got to take an ad out in the fucking local paper?
You should do a local commercial.
You didn't say.
Hi, I'm Robert Kelly. What are you doing Saturday? I got a lot going on, dude. I can't promote it. So this is my one shot. 1-800 Draft House.
But anyways, it really is a great club. But I got to fuck it. You know, let me tell you something. If you're a fan of the show and you're a fan of mine and you fucking tweet me, hey, maybe I'll buy a ticket so it'll be as less full as it was last time. I hope you and your family get hit by a plow on the fucking highway. I hope your tire pops in a snowstorm and a plow comes and no one finds you until the spring. Like a fucking a serial killer dead body when they hide them in the winter. I hope nobody finds you.
And
you are a fucking, I don't care if you're joking, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. I don't, at my age, want fucking cunt sarcastic fans. Okay, you want to be funny, be funny. You want to be a dickhead, be a fuck, go fuck yourself.
Okay, and I completely agree with you on that.
I love the fact that Schilling finally got two of these fucking guys.
Oh, yeah, he went hard on
them,
too.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck them, and you lost your job. Because you were being a fucking psychopath on the internet.
Yep.
You think you're fucking untouchable because you're a nobody, but you know what? Now you're in fucking check.
See, they went after
we are. We're in fucking check.
Right.
Well, we don't get to say everything we want.
They went after his family, though, which was fucked up.
Doesn't matter.
It all comes from the same fucking place. It all comes from that same place of being anonymous and being able to fucking attack that anonymity. And I'll tell you this, a lot of the times the people that talk shit are these Twitter profiles of fake people.
Yeah.
They're not real like people. Eggs. Or they do characters from movies. And you're like, oh, so now I got to fucking hate Stan Gable from Revenge of the Nerds because this guy, this cunt, made a fucking Twitter profile. I got to block him.
I hate Stan Gable.
And now I hate him more. It's fucking ridiculous. And they're like, hey, you suck. It's like, yeah, you don't think I don't think I suck? You think I walk around like, oh, I'm amazing. I'm currently.
All the time.
When I'm on the road, I apologize to so many waitresses in comedy clubs because they get cut and they don't make any money that night because I'm doing a half full comedy club.
Yeah, and here's the
you don't
thing.
Think I don't
here's
fucking know that?
And he has the flu?
Here's the thing. You want me, so here's the deal. I sell the fuck out, and now somehow you shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Somehow you're so that's what type of spineless fucking man you are. If I'm famous, you'll kiss my ass.
Yeah.
And you'll just fucking keep
for a little bit. That's how our culture works. They'll kiss your ass for a little bit, but then you get too big, and they're gonna want to fucking tear you down.
Hey, wait, when you said sell out, I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean by being big, by getting bigger, or
like selling out tickets?
You sell out.
So you sell out the fucking venue, and then all of a sudden you're just a fucking cocky dick or whatever. I fucking sit after every show and shake hands and fuck. Doesn't matter if it's sold out or not. I'm fucking there. I'm always a nice guy to anybody who wants to be a fucking nice guy to me. I'm not a fucking elitist cocksucker. I don't treat people like shit. And then I fucking kill every time I'm on stage. I try. I don't fucking mail it in. I don't do a fucking crowd work. I fucking try to. I did a show in a snowstorm 2-3 weeks ago in Jersey. 14 people came. It was a blizzard. Yeah. I actually had to stay in Jersey that night. Okay? It was so bad. And I fucking gave them everything I had. Yeah. You motherfuckers. Yeah. So don't fucking, you know, you fucking, you cunt fans that have been fucking grown from this we're macho alpha male. You can't take a ball busting? Hey, and I hate the guys too. Why do you let it bother you? Because I'm a fucking human being.
Dude, I would love for some of these.
I have feelings, you fucking disconnected sociopath.
Well, here's the thing, Bobby. I don't think. It's almost like I would love to type a bunch of mean personal shit about you that you've done at your job.
Me?
No, not you. That'd be great. I'm going after you. I'm taking these fucking Twitter people suck. But I'm saying like these people that are like, how do you let it affect you? It's like imagine reading it on a piece of paper, shit that's mean to you, and you're like, it's you fucking you feel it.
Look at man, here you know why it affects you. Fuck. This is why it affects you.
Yeah, I wish I was that way. Though.
Yeah, but he has not as much fans as us. But listen, the thing is, I'm kidding. We'll have.
He's got a lot, and they should know.
Well, here's the deal: is that you're a human being.
Other people's fans too.
You're human. You know what? Me and my wife. This is what I love. These are the things that I love in life because we walk around and think we're so different and we're so messed up
and
in our own heads.
So the same,
and we're so fucked up. Mm-hmm. I'm on the plane with my wife coming back with Max from Aruba. And look, my nightmare happened. Max was just overstimulated, and he, you know, he can walk now. He wants to run around. We're on a plane, and you know, he's fucking tired. He can't sleep. He's fucking screaming. We're trying to hold him. People are looking. Now we get a fucking literally built a fortress around this fucking row five. You know, A, B, and C, and fuck you, and stay back, and nobody's come, you know, hold Max and not be shitty parents to him. And I'm sitting there going, ugh, fuck. I keep going, fuck, and ugh. And I'm like, huffing, oh my God. And it's the worst thing I've ever dealt with. It's one of the fucking most taxing things I've ever dealt with. And then my wife, at one point, she goes, oh God, I wish I could hit him. And I just started laughing. Right, I was like, me too.
You know what's so
me
funny?
Me too, because I'm trying to hold it in so you don't think I'm a shitty dad.
Yeah.
And you're doing so. Oh. And she's thinking the same thing. And I, you know, I even talked to Louie about it. It's like, yes, you're a fucking human. Mm-hmm. So it sucks.
And to defend you, I was on a flight recently where this kid was just screaming nonstop. Mm-hmm. And the parent was like, and I thought, you know, like it's easy when you don't have a kid to be on a plane to be like, shut that fucking kid up.
Yep.
It's easy to do that.
Yep.
But I saw the dad and he had this look in his face like, ah, fuck. Yep. Like he knew what was going on.
Yep.
And we were getting off the plane at the same time and I go, hey man, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, sign that kid up as an opera singer because that kid can hold. And he like laughed. He's like, thanks man. I'm like, yeah, I mean, that was impressive.
Yeah.
Because the kid just kept screaming the entire flight. And I was like.
Well, Max finally went to sleep, thank fucking God. But It was like, you know, we're human. Yeah. These people somehow
maybe also you could be a better dad.
Oh, Dante. Oh, God.
Cutting deep, huh?
No, talk about that. At least I live with mine.
This is 26. So.
This is 26.
Yeah.
You look phenomenal.
You have a kid Scopo's age.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Scopo is my son.
That explains the ass. That explains the ass.
You have a Dante Nero ass.
It's a genetic gift.
It's a fucked up thing, man. I love that Schilling. This is why I love it, because he went after them in a passive aggressive way. Mm-hmm. He said, "Wow, it's surprising that your job and blah blah blah." And now the job went. Yeah, you can't just work here and then go be a fucking serial killer online.
Yeah, but did you see the reaction? This is the problem with our culture. Did you see the reaction of now the people that got fired from their job now are turning around and trying to act like the victim, where they're like, he took our job away from us because we were on a website, and it's like, no. You said you were going to rape his daughter. You're fucked.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah. Yeah.
And I love it. Can I say something? I jerked off to that story.
I heard Norton comparing it to
the raping.
I heard Norton comparing it to what happened with Anthony.
Yeah,
two different things. Yesterday. Two different fucking Anthony. Said this is what I believe in, and I will stand by it.
Yeah.
These guys maliciously said some fucked up shit that they didn't really want to do that. They were just trying to hurt people. Anthony wasn't trying to hurt anybody. Yeah. He was trying to say, this is how I feel, and this is my opinion, and people took it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Anthony should not have been fired, okay? Because it's not like it just came out of the blue. Yeah. Anthony's, it's almost a political side he went on, whether you agree with it or not, that's just it, okay?
Yep.
But, these guys were trying to fucking attack people.
They wanted.
Anthony was not trying to attack anybody. He was attacked.
Also, these guys took a specific public figure and said, what's the meanest thing I can say is by going after his child and saying I'm going to do the worst thing to her besides murder, the second worst thing to her.
And here's the deal, people. Hey, you have consequences too. If I go out there and just say some mean shit to somebody, I have consequences. I could get fired. I have to be careful with what the fuck I say. I have to make sure, number one, I mean it, and I'll back it, and I'll take the consequences with that, or I don't fucking say it.
And I've been saying it on stage in a bit, but it really is true. These people that go after people online and talk shit online really have made me like real life dickheads. Like, people that are mean in person, I'm like, hey, at least you're fucking doing it. Because without face-to-face, people can say anything and feel comfortable.
They wouldn't say shit to you.
I remember this one guy.
Well, this guy, I actually said to him on this thing. I'm sorry, I forgot. The guy said, he goes, I go, please don't. Please don't come.
Yeah.
I go, please don't. Then he goes, dude, I brought front row Bobo. No. I don't want you. I don't want fuck you.
But you know what?
I was just kidding. You can't take a joke. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, when I was in Austin, this guy tweeted at me. He's like, hey, I bought tickets to your show. You better be funny tonight. And I was like, nah, no thanks, man. And then who was it after the show? This fucking socially nervous fat guy that's like, ugh, I love when you're on Hoopy and Anthony, and I love the podcast. And it's like, yeah, you're a fucking dork. Yeah. So stop taking your dork fucking meanness.
Can I say something?
Well, we get that from the black community all the time. Like, when my black friends come to a show, like, hey, Mike, I'm coming to the show. The shit better be good tonight. Like, it's always that kind of shitty thing, but it's different if you know
what black people do.
Yeah, that's
shit on each other. Can I say something? It's like, I bought tickets to your show. Look, it was empty last time. You don't think I fucking bum out? You don't think? So you need to make me feel shittier that I'm not fucking selling out three shows that they're not adding shows, or then at least I'm not, that I feel shitty enough that as funny as I am, and go fuck yourself, because I'll say it, I'm fucking one of the funniest right now. I'll go on any stage with anybody. I'm fucking funny. And I'm not selling out.
And you know, steal jokes.
And I'm not selling out. Not all my jokes. I still sell them, but I hid it. But, you know, and here it is. I can't sell it. So I feel like shit. So you got to make me remember when I felt like shit a year ago and make me feel like, is that what type of fucking fan you are?
That's not a fan.
Fuck you.
And
you
said I had dudes just on because my character on Blacklist snitched.
Yeah.
Brothers like, you fucking snitch. They were like,
like you made the decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when I read the script,
I'd rather
I was
be a
like,
joke thief than a snitch.
I was like, I don't
joke
even want to.
Don't get stitches.
I don't even want to do this fucking line because I know.
No, shut up. You didn't have 1 second of that. You saw your paycheck.
Are you
and
crazy?
You saw fucking Jay Spades. And you were like, I'll fucking spit whatever you want. I'll say black people are fucking ignorant. Oh, yeah. Let me read that.
Dude, you have no idea, and he'll tell you.
I'm kidding.
If you're a snitch, I would rather kill babies than snitch. I would rather my character kill babies. Yeah. Dante snitching on Blacklist.
I love the thought of you like highlighting your lines in the script and getting to that and going.
They're like
snitch.
Action. I'm like fuck you, police. I'm not
I'm
telling you
snitching.
Shit. And they cut. That's Dante. Not the line. You Dante. Just can't make it.
Yeah, Jason. Spade comes in.
Can we get a script supervisor in here?
Yeah,
Dante, we have you. Actually, you do give the location of the criminal.
Fuck you!
Okay, I understand that, Dante. I'm going to need you to say the location in order for this season to move forward.
Yeah. Fuck that. I say, fuck you, pigs.
Right, can somebody call Will Sylvanson? Yeah. We're just going to make the guy Haitian instead of Samoan. We're going to call him Haitian Joe.
Let me do his lines. I'll do his lines.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like you don't realize. And then this is the best part. If you go read their thread, they're sucking dick, sucking famous comic dicks. You know what I mean? Yeah. Guys who are really successful, they're just, oh, dude, hey, I heard that. Hey, that was really great. What you? Hey, here's a clip that you were looking for. Me, they have
they
somehow.
Treat you like shit.
Yeah, they treat you like shit because of where you are in the business where they think you are.
Which, by the way, a lot of guys, after the year you're about to have, it would be great for you to like screen grab a bunch of the shit talking.
Nah, I wouldn't.
And then, but to see if it comes back around with the same guys, like
I'm not
going to
do a test study.
Might as well.
Well, you know, a year ago, I took J. Will 77, and he said this. Now, last week he said,
I think it happens though. I think they come around. Listen, this is there obviously are a lot of good people on Twitter.
Yeah, well, no, dude. Yeah, look, I want to move on. We always fucking
good people
talk about
in
that.
The world,
fuck Twitter. I love Louis. Deleted his account. You know what he said? He goes, I've said the worst things in the world on Twitter. And they're out there. He goes, it's done. And it's like, you go to Twitter and you're like, it's addictive.
It's
really addictive, man. It really preys on how fucking sad and lonely we are.
Yeah.
It really
the human
does.
Condition is so fucked up.
They invented something that just, you know, I had this joke in it where, you know, I thought the deal was you became a father and a husband and got a house and you were a man. And you didn't get made fun of anymore. But now I had a fucking, you know, a kid from Canada call me a fat fucking loser. And I was like, I was sad. I was like, it hurt. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm back in junior high dealing with you queer.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way I had to look at it. Like, all my mean friends from middle school that were fucking, you know, doing smash and grabs in grocery stores and shit. And then, like, that's like the people of Twitter.
In Compton? Where the fuck was a smash and grab? Was it really a smash and grab? Or
was
just
they would go in and...
And what?
Fucking grab cigarette. That's when they used to put cigarettes on the shelf.
Okay.
They grab cigarettes, and then the fucking Indian guy would try to whack them with the thing.
What thing?
Where'd you go?
Jesus. Like what thing?
Okay. Like the fucking baton they had behind the counter.
They had a baton?
Was
he in a band?
No, it was an Indian guy.
I'm just trying to get
and they
details.
Run in.
I think you're making it up.
I'm not making it up. I never did it, but my friends in middle school.
Where were you?
I was outside on my
BMX
bike.
He was the watchman. He was the watch guy.
Smoking a cigarette going, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And my abnormally deep voice at fucking 11. Guys, I don't think we should be doing that. Shut up, odor. And I'd be like, okay. And then they would fucking run in and try to grab as much as they could. The dude would fucking beat him. He would never leave the store. One time they did it.
I know. You went back in with like a 10 and go, here's this what they stole.
I totally wanted to do that. I was, you know, having a conscience in middle school. They call you a pussy for that.
It's weird. It's just a fucking. It's a weird thing. This internet, this social media, and it's like the clubs. We have to promote. They used to take out ads and spend mm-hmm. money on promoting their yeah. shows. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. Not. They you want do. The guys that just sell the fuck out with one tweet.
Yeah. Oh, dude,
and then they give yeah. Kevin Hart shit because he wants $200,000 for a couple tweet. Fuck you. Pay yeah, me.
That's right.
I mm-hmm. built that up. I got 14 million people.
I totally agree with
you. You didn't fucking yeah. do a mailing list. Yeah. You didn't yeah. fucking get fans. You don't tweet. You don't fucking build this up from nothing.
Yeah, you're not yeah. sick going to a gig. Fucking don't want to be there. You feel like shit. You want to stay home?
I think, yeah. yeah. I think he's right. Yeah, give me some money. You want yeah. me to tweet? Give me some fucking money.
When I did that thing with the kid was stealing Patrice's material.
Oh, was that
yeah,
Will?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it was an internet dude, a YouTube dude.
Yeah, and he had on YouTube, he had 99 million views on his YouTube channel, yeah. and I just said that it was. I got into this thing with him about stealing the material,
yeah.
and I was getting 500s eat a dick every day on my Twitter.
But
they
were all his fans who never heard of Patrice,
right? And they were all, you know, profile pictures in their mother's bathroom.
Yeah.
So I started going in. I would look at the profile picture yeah. and then yeah. take. If he had a big nose, I'd fucking kill his nose. Best. I'd tell him that your father never. That's why your father left. I was just killing him for like every day, just killing these
yeah,
kids.
Yeah. See, I here's the deal. What I'm learning now is I don't have fucking time for this shit yeah. anymore. I don't have time to go and deal with this shit. I'll block if you don't if you don't follow me, I'm blocking you if you're a dick. But if you follow me and you say dick shit, I don't really give a fuck. Fuck it. You want to be that guy? Be that fucking guy. I have very little time in the day anymore to fucking do this. But I still find myself looking. I think I'm gonna stop
looking
Twitter. Yeah. Looking. I'm going to stop. Yeah. I like Facebook, my news feed, because I follow a bunch of people that put interesting shit up. But I'm going to stop looking. I'm going to promote this show, promote my gigs, and whatever the fuck you guys want to say, man, go say it.
I wish I could just shut it all down and just pay
you
someone.
Could.
I think I might just pay someone could, to run my Instagram, my
That'd
fucking
Twitter.
That'd
be a million-dollar business. If a couple nerds said, look, we'll find out your personality.
Promote it.
And we just need you to come up.
People do that already, though.
Who?
I'm willing exactly. to hire
people
someone to run
how much are you paying, though? How much
I'm willing to
pay.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby's got real money. Yeah. I'll take it.
First of all, Dante, and you know this, I don't have real money.
Compared to me?
Dude, yeah. you got more money than me.
Bullshit.
You're so full of shit.
He got three FX shows coming out.
It took 1 second for him to go,
one's on IFC.
Motherfucker.
Get those shirts.
But back to the point is,
My special's coming out on Netflix.
You said it's addictive, and you're right. What? Because it's just, it's addictive, and it's time that I'm wasting on yeah. shit that I don't want to be wasting on.
It's really, it's like, it just sucks. I got to stop looking.
You got to not engage.
Because I love, listen, man, no, I really love engaging fans. I'm mm-hmm. that guy. I'm Captain Mayor. I like talking to people. I love hanging out with, I really do. I don't give a fuck. I like, people give me shit because after the show, I will fucking say hi to everybody.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's who I am. I can't not do it. I'm sorry. That's my fucking thing. I know some people are cool. I know some people think it's stupid or hacky or kind of fucking, I don't know what the word is.
If these are the people that are coming to see you, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. But I get
it. And what does it take you really in terms of energy to acknowledge somebody?
I understand some people don't do that, but I don't mind doing it. I like doing it. I went to the gig out in Jersey. I went to a cigar place beforehand. This guy walks up, hey man, big fan, can I get a pic? Yeah, absolutely. And I'll smoke a cigar with you guys. I sat down, we had a fucking stogie together. Another friend of mine came up. They went to the show. We all went to a diner. It was like this.
And that's for them. That's great. A moment, a little snapshot
for them
that they will keep forever.
My good friend years ago at the Stress Factory one night, my good friend Patrick Mulligan showed up. We all went to a diner one night. We hung out all night. And, you know, that fucking guy now owns a great comedy club and books.
Fantastic
people.
I mean, I really, a space I can really explore.
You can't.
You're going to make me sock him in his fat chin. That's what you're going to make me do.
Your fucking hand's going to bounce back and hit your own face. Listen, you can't, I really, to touch on that, I don't think you can hate somebody for not using you.
I'm not. I don't hate him for not using me. I don't give a fuck. But it was a. We had a. I believe we had a friendship first.
Right.
And it.
And that's my first. Is that first without a
with
T too?
With a
that's
T.
Three S's. Oh, it's with a T first. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I've been in real fights, so some of my teeth are missing. I don't know about you. You have all your teeth.
Oh, okay.
You're a puss.
I got all of them. Actually, call me a puss.
I got
like
a bunch
chewing.
Hang on one second. I got a bunch of fights. I missed the teeth, but I actually can afford to replace them.
I got all my teeth. I'm a huge puss. But I can chew through anything.
Yeah, this tooth is fake right here. I'm looking at it.
So, I mean, it wasn't that. They managed me. And
Dante's a fucking, he's like that fucking lion that you tame. And you, every couple of Saturdays, he's just in a cunt mood. You got to be careful. Yeah. Hey, you want to get on the bar?
If you're going to work with the lion today, do not try to tame him too much because he is in a very bad mood. So if you could, I say do the cage run, you do over the podium, but do not do the stand and shake. He will attack you.
Ah, fuck me.
He just gets fucking bit.
But it was under the like our relationship was under a guy under the guise of friendship first, and then it became managerial, then it was like all of a sudden just. Like, you forget that, like, I'll fucking unhinge your jaw. Like, you're disrespectful.
Jesus.
Like, you, like, all of a sudden now, because we cool, you're going
to
be.
What did he say to you?
It just,
you
it was.
Talking about your bubble ass? What
just,
did he do?
It just was a series of things
right.
that just was, like, fucked up. And it was under the guise of them supposed to be managing me. And just, and I was just like, when he was managing me. Yeah. I wasn't getting spots. And I was like, I don't understand how you... Mm. And a lot of it had to do with with Noam making a statement about how it was a conflict of interest for them booking their own people. And so they were trying to prove to everybody that there
that's
wasn't...
That's not true, though. It's not a conflict.
No, it's not.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
That's what Barry Katz did. That's it was successful.
Exactly.
Conflict.
So why would you do that and not give the people that you manage
They should
enough.
Have Comblage with a CH at the end, right? Comblage? I love saying C-H-E. Words that I could never spell if my wife's head was on the line.
Spell it.
Comblage.
So and that was
I can't imagine what it's is it a G? Is it a C? Con? Is it a Comblage?
Comblage.
Okay, you say it. Spell it.
C A R T E B L A N C H E.
This is what
I look it up.
Can I say
look it up?
Can I say something real quick? I want to cry right now because I'm. That's what I want. Fuck the money. Fuck the fame. I just want to be able to spell
Comblage.
I want to know how to just off the top of my head.
I might be wrong.
How do you spell it?
C A R T. There might be an E. I'm not sure. I think it's French, so yeah, there would be an E. B-A-L-N-C-H-E.
There's probably a few accents on the on it.
Hang on.
I don't think so. Is that?
You're looking at it, you fucking dumb queen's queer.
Oh yeah, C R. No. But it was a different. It was a different thing as well.
It was different.
C A R T E B L A N C H E.
Is he right or not?
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Fucking, that makes me want to cry.
Thanks.
That's the one thing I'm gonna make sure my kid gets. An education.
Oh, cool. Just make sure, as a parent, you just verbally abuse him his entire fucking childhood, and he'll be fucking make sure he knows how to spell shit. That's what my mom did. My mom's like, "You're a fucking idiot. Learn how to spell." And I'd be like, "Oh, God."
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I think I'm just going to have him in a good neighborhood and have a good mom.
Yeah, perfect.
So I think that with this stuff, I don't know if there's not enough time in the day at a certain point because we're getting a little long in the fucking tooth where we have to really learn as much as we can and work as much as we can, create as much as we can to worry about, to hold on to these things, these resentments or let me fix the fucking comedy community or let me do this or that. You know, I think that if I had $10 million in the bank and I had a gig that was never ending and I didn't have to worry about anything, maybe I could fucking police everybody.
We're not talking about policing. We're talking about the one thing. Like, here it is.
I think you should let it go, though, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm fine with it. Listen, it.
Well, you walked in and you fucking shot it out like a cannon.
It is. It goes against everything that every comic is about. You figure something out, a premise or something. You work it out. You polish it. You try it. You sit on the fucking stage. You sweat it through to make it funny, polish it, and then somebody steals it. Yeah. Like that, it goes against the very fabric.
Absolutely, yeah, of I agree what with you.
And so even if we're going, hey, look, I can't police the comedy community. At the very least, we should go. This is a guy who does that,
right? Okay, I agree with that.
And then whatever anybody does after I need to.
Number one, too, is that I know people. This is the thing is like people. Dane is this and Dane is that, and I was like, whoa, well, shit. What is he? Because I'm here. I'm fucking on tour with this guy right now, and and look, man, I a lot of people clump me in with that.
Really?
Well, they didn't clump me. I never stole. I was never been. That was never that because, of course, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But
you were like his guy or something.
Well, people would ask me, well, why the fuck don't you?
Yeah, you on tour.
It's like first of all, I looked at it, and it's a premise thing, and how am I supposed, and I point out, ask them, do you do that? And here's the deal. You want to do that? I believe it's going to affect your career. Mm-hmm. At some point, when you make it I believe Carlos Mencia paid the fucking price.
Yep.
I believe Dane paid the price, too. Okay? Yep. You pay the price for what you do, for the decisions you make.
Sure.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And I think certain, look, after all that, too, I think that it goes, I think that if you didn't do it, I think, that you'll never have to worry about that, But look, Louis had him on the show.
Yeah.
I mean.
Which was a great scene.
Yeah, it was a great scene. It was about that.
It was about that, so it makes sense.
It was like, exactly.
It was
and
exactly
it almost
that.
Was like, it was funny because they both got their points out in an argument where you're like, oh, shit, okay. Like the way Louis did the analogy of the rocket ship taking off, and then Dane was like, "What, you think you're the only one with an itchy asshole?" And you're like, "Oh, that's fucking both guys made their point."
Yeah.
So yeah,
but we're also talking about somebody who's
cake toss going on outside.
What the hell is that?
Some pot sauce.
Is Will outside fucking doing voodoo?
He's like, I want you down here right now.
I am not there.
What I'm talking about
I'd
is
love
not
to find a fat little short voodoo doll of you outside with a big ass with 900 pins in it.
All in the quads.
All the quads.
I would pin them back. It's one thing if you're talking about a misunderstanding. It's another thing if you're talking about somebody's constitution of what they do overall.
So
80% of what
I know what that
do.
Means. I know what it means. And this has happened to me a lot in the last couple weeks. Louis came up to me yesterday. We were shooting this thing, and he said, I need you to be more something. He said this word, and I went, okay, cool. And in my head, I go, I have no idea what that means.
Sure,
but I said, okay, so now I have to
do
it.
Now you got
to
do it.
So now I just try. I tried to guess. It was stagnant. I don't know what the fuck it was. But I don't have the. I'm so dumb that I don't have the ability to say, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. That's a good. That's a thing I need to learn how to do too. So like, I don't know what that is.
Oh, fuck it. I think that's the freedom in life to me is when you can just be fucking who you are.
Yeah.
Accept the fact. Fat, dumb, smart, and certain blah, blah, blah. I'm never going to be this guy or that guy or this guy. I think when you accept that fully and you can be okay with that is when you can actually be, go to that next thing.
I agree. And that's what I talk to Alan about all the time, about like stop wanting to get people to like me because it's not really me being me. It's just me trying to be like this appeasant version of, or this pleasant version of myself.
Everyone likes you.
Yeah, but that's what he says.
Not like, everybody.
Yeah, that's not true. Not everyone likes
I've never met a person that doesn't like dancing.
My wife thinks he's a fucking cunt.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. She fucking loves you more than me.
Okay. I was like, I love Don.
I know, she loves you. I think she'd bang you if you were fucking babysitting.
That's weird.
Well, you don't want to fuck my wife?
I mean, that's a good Bobby move. That's a typical Bobby move. Let's take it to a weird place and then I'll blame you for it.
Oh, fuck all of you. That was great. Fuck you, Deepu.
It's
true.
It's funny because it's true.
But that's what Alan's always like. He's like, if you're a nice guy, you're going to be a nice guy. He's like, just don't fucking worry about people. He doesn't curse.
He said that to me. He goes, you're fat. Just be fat.
Yeah. Yeah. He always says that. He's like, all right, so you're lazy, but you know you're lazy. Yeah. I was coming in here with my hypochondria.
Alan has cursed at me and stuff like that.
Yeah, he called me a pussy when I wouldn't quit drinking. He's like, you're being a pussy.
He called me a pussy the first day I walked in.
Yeah.
I said, you're not making me into a fucking girl. He goes, I mean, I don't want to be a pussy. All right. He goes, you already are a pussy. Real men don't go to therapy.
That's true.
You don't go to therapy.
No, I don't.
And black people, he said.
I'm Samoan.
Yeah, I know. All right, well,
he's never called me back before.
I really think that, I don't know. I think with that type of thing, that type of resentment, I have resentments in my life. I've tried to get rid of them over the last year because there's people I don't talk to, man. There's some people I don't talk to, but I don't, some people I it's not that we don't talk anymore. That's great. That's fine. But I don't hate them at all, you know.
I don't hate them.
I don't have that.
It's a violation.
But
to,
even Patrick, it's like, let it go.
I
work out of clubs.
I don't fucking care. It's like, I really don't care.
Lucian fucked me every chance he got, and I never hated him. I never trashed the club.
Now, Todd Lynn, I hated that guy.
You hated Todd?
Oh, God, I hated him. So I threw a party when he died. I had tickets, everything. Sold out tickets. I don't give a fuck. He was a douchebag. Yeah. He was a horrible, horrible human being. Some people should be dead. I don't care what you say. Some people should be fucking dead.
And I like Todd.
So and you wonder why you're slipping on ice. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm not hanging with you. Fucking, what
throwing
the fuck?
Dead man parties? Inviting the devil to dance? Fuck all that.
You said you were going to come, too.
No, I like Todd. I would never say that. I was bummed when Todd died.
Well, let's not get carried away.
I was. Dude, for some reason, Todd was awful to me, and then I threw it right back at him, and for some reason, he's like, all right.
Yeah, I threatened his. I was like, dude, I'm going to take you outside, and I'm going to fucking one-punch you right now.
I kept calling him.
And he was like, yo, I like you, man. I'm just busting you. I was like, all right, well, shut the fuck up, and let that be known before you.
I followed him home.
He made me. You did?
I followed him home.
Jesus.
And fucking told him if he cost me a dollar in this business, I was going to come in his living room and fucking crack his jaw.
What'd he say?
Why, man, Dante, man, why you always got to be about violence? But this was the kind of dirtbag.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very pointed question.
I mean, I got you a gig on Blacklist. I mean,
you're also verbally intimidating a man at his own house.
Yeah. I wish
we could really not go a violent route on
in
this.
In your living room.
Yeah, you're 5'2", but you're 5'2 sideways, too. So.
And then we actually got really cool.
Right.
And then he was like, but it's like, okay, it's done. Yeah. And I was picking his son up. Like when he got sick,
yeah.
I would pick his son and his wife, yeah. His girlfriend from the airport and bring them back to Jersey.
Yeah.
Then he couldn't pay his rent and I paid his rent for
really?
Him.
Wow.
And then he shitted on me again after
where?
That. He just was like, came to a comedy club and just was like, tried to bump me. Like, this was after I thought
you got bumped by a blind guy with
no,
fucking...
he didn't. He tried to bump me and he didn't. Yeah. And then I was like, you owe me $1,200 for your rent and you're trying to, like, you fucking dirtbag.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just.
Okay, listen to me. Yeah. I want you to do something right now for me.
No.
Okay, I want you to. I do. All right? I want you to do something for me right now. Todd's dead. You're not working the stand anymore. And you and Will, look, there's nothing you can do about it. He is what he is, okay? Whatever. I want you to, with me right now, say these words, okay? Repeat
Probably
it.
Probably not.
Repeat after me.
What are they?
In the universe.
In the universe.
I release. All my hatred and resentment. Say
That's
it.
Probably not going to happen.
Come on, just say it.
I release all my hatred in the universe.
And resentment.
And resentment.
And the walls of lack and delay now crumble away.
I don't know, lack or delay.
Just say, the walls of lack and delay now crumble
away. The walls of lack and delay crumble away.
Okay, that's good enough. By divine right.
By divine right.
In a perfect way.
In a perfect way.
My happiness comes to me.
My happiness comes to me.
Now.
Now.
Okay. Now say it again 5 times. you gotta get in a better headspace.
I am in a
no, listen to me.
Headspace.
No, you're not. You got 2 fucking quads gone. And the top of your head smaller than the bottom of your head. Okay? That's not a good headspace.
I'm in a great headspace. I'm really happy. Right. The friends that I have are amazing.
Cool. Am I your friend?
Absolutely. Right, well, you know that. That's why I'm here with no quads. Because yeah,
this man walked up 2 flights of stairs with no quads.
He beat your flu.
No, you son of a bitch. I came in here. I woke, yeah.
You know,
I left a sweat-soaked bed to come here today.
You know you need. Need 8 quads to pick that ass up. Yeah, right?
Yeah, his ass blew his quads out. It wasn't the ice.
I'm doing it on 3 quads.
He's got an 8 quad ass.
Yeah, Dante doesn't know that fucking 3 out of the 4 were already blown before. The ice just blew the 4th one.
You know what? This is actually true. They were like, you got a rip in this one too. I was like, ugh.
Like, we got some damage from the 90s going on in the right one.
Nobody would say that I'm not a good dude, or I'm not.
Well, I think Will and Patrick would. Yeah,
and the ghost of Todd.
Yeah. And the ghost. I'm like, oh, man.
I got a couple people who call you a fucking dick.
Oh. Scopo, am I not nice to you, Scopo?
No, you're the best of me.
Yeah. Mike Brown.
Yo, you came to Outlies after the.
Did I not?
Yeah, and
no quads.
Yeah.
With no quads.
Yeah, but look,
no
what are they going to say when you're fucking screaming at him with those big hands?
I'm partially scared right now. Look at
Scopo. Look at me. Am I fucking nice to you?
You're great, pal.
Hey, Mike Brown, what the fuck? Hey, look at me. Look at me. Hey. You fuck. Am I good to you?
Yeah, you're good. Don't hurt me, man.
Bobby, who carried your bowling alley? Who helped you carry
the whole bowling alley?
The bowling alley.
Who carried
Who helped you carry the fucking bowling alley?
You helped
with
me.
The nails in it. Right?
Yeah, you carried your alley.
I
bought a bowling alley. I wanted to.
That's a lot of money, man.
You know the desks.
You got bowling alley money.
You got bowling alley.
I got the same money as you.
Listen, I wanted to. You know the big long 10. I needed a 10-foot desk.
Oh, okay.
And this truck flipped over with bowling alleys in it in Brooklyn, and they had, it needed to be 25 by 10 feet, and they actually. Where
money bowling alley.
I had to go to Brooklyn.
What about the Ferris wheel I helped you carry?
Dante fucking met me there, followed me back, helped me bring this shit into my house.
Jesus.
You got a bowling alley?
I got my desk is actually an old
Brooklyn.
Bowling alley.
I know. I went to go to
Brooklyn.
Westchester.
Yeah, but I fed you. How much did I feed you?
Yes, you fed me, but I'm saying
You didn't do it for the food.
You asked me, and I was like, I'm there. I carried Rich Voss's fucking treadmill.
Ridge Voss sounds like a place you vacation to.
Ridge Voss.
You went to Ridge Voss?
I went to Ridge Voss.
I'm playing Ridge Voss this weekend. It's an 18. It's an 18 hole course.
Carried his fucking
wife and child.
No. His treadmill up
ding,
3
ding, ding,
flights
ding, ding.
Of stairs. On my back for him.
Right. On your butt. You wonder why you have no quads. Stop carrying shit for your
carry
dumb white friend.
Alley and desks. <in the back.
laughs> All right, listen. This has been a fantastic show. I appreciate this. I hope we got the funny back. I'm gonna get another letter from Joe. I'm kidding. Oh, Dan, I want you to go home. I want you to get some sleep. Do we have any ads I have to read?
No. Just okay. If you want to do the regular.
All right,
ads.
Real quick. Go to the join. You know, Riotcast. Subscribe, review us on iTunes if you don't already. If you listen to the show and you don't subscribe and review. You're a fucking idiot. That's the way I'm saying it.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, that's just you know. Thank you, Ian and Heather and everybody who donates to the show, even though nobody else does besides you two. But anyways, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Amazon, what else? Anything else?
Amazon,
yeah, if you can find that ad. Tweaked. You know what you do? Go pre-order my special on RobertKellyLive.com.
Fucking A.
Go to the merch page on Riotcast.com and you can buy a YKWD t-shirt or my new Robert Kelly Live t-shirt. Go buy a couple of those. This has been a great show. I really appreciate it. Dante, I want you to go get surgery.
Yeah, Friday, next Friday.
Will you come back on after your surgery?
Absolutely. You know, all you got to do is ask. I'll come.
All right, great. And
both braces on my legs.
All right. What if I do a show with you, Will, and Patrick?
I don't fuck.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a great
episode. You know, one of them would be like, nah.
I think that'd be a great episode.
That'd be a great
You
episode.
Want to be on it?
Fuck. No, I hate conflict. I'll be at home.
I don't want nobody else.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Be at home combing through all those positive tweets at me.
Yeah. Dan, I need you to go home and take some Theraflu.
Where can I buy it? I can buy it.
Call Dr. Steve. I'm going to give you his number.
Yeah.
You call Steve, he'll hook you up. Mike?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Comedy Outliers Podcast. Holla.
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 Blap, blap.
Blap, blap. I'm not doing gun sounds anymore, man. You know, me and Brandon been talking about trying to get more corporate. So,
smart.
Right? Comedy Outliers Podcast on iTunes. Go search it.
Yeah. Dollar Shave Club doesn't like blap, blap.
Yeah, I know. They don't. Also, Dollar Shave Club. I like their razors. I use theirs. And, no, I mean, it's good because you get charged so much money when buying your razors, like at the store, and they could just send it to your house. It's awesome. Also, RobertKellyLive.com. Go get yourself a baseball shirt and all that, man. It's good stuff.
I love Mike.
You know what I mean?
Mike, I think I'm going to make you a regular. You know. Can you drop Brian from your act?
Huh?
Nothing.
Brandon, you said Brian.
Brian?
Yeah. And shout out to Will. You know, I mean, some people don't understand you. It's like, this is my thing about joke theft, though. Because it's like charging somebody with rape, accusing somebody with rape.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of don't know. It's like, I don't know how to
do it. It's not one of those things.
When that episode, I'm going to be here just watching.
It's 36... people.
Maybe we'll put that episode together if they want to do it.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah,
they're not going to do it.
We'll see what happens.
I'm not going to do it because I'm not lying, and nobody wants to be.
Are you going
to come out? And, God,
are you going to? Can
sorry.
I have this break?
Yeah, you can have it. Take it.
All right, what do you get to promote?
Bass Phillips Show,
which is one of the fucking that show. I'll tell you,
hot
because I'm one of the guys who owns the network.
Yes,
it's doing great.
Yeah,
it really is. It was a great addition to the network. Beige Phillips Show on Riotcast.com. It's a great show. So make sure you check that out. Subscribe and review.
I'm eternally thankful for letting me come on the
great,
network.
Dude. You're doing great. The show's doing great.
Also, I got two more episodes on Blacklist. Episode next week, episode 13 and episode 15.
Great.
I got a boxing movie coming at the end of the year once I heal up and drop 60 pounds. I got a movie coming out with...
Did you say 60?
Yeah.
Are you just going to take your earring and bracelets off? Go ahead.
I got a movie coming out called No Beast So Fierce.
Right.
Coming out this
Love
year.
Love story?
Yeah.
Rom-com?
Rough Love.
Rough Love. All right.
And I got a movie, an indie film coming out called Nymphets.
Yeah.
And I'm doing I'm doing phone consultations from Bass Phillips Show, savemedante@gmail.com.
That's great.
I will tell you how to handle your bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Your bitch is out of pocket.
Right. I don't know if Blacklist people are going to enjoy that. But listen, let's...
honey, I've got the greatest news. Remember that episode of Blacklist we watched where I was like, I love that Samoan fella. Turns out, he has a service where I can call him and consultate on why you need to fucking act right. So...
Right. Listen, what do you got, Dan?
At Dan Soder on Twitter... Philadelphia. I'll be at Helium in Philly mid-March.
Great club.
Yeah, I really want to sell out.
Awesome. Sell it out, man.
Yeah.
Make sure you let him know you heard him from YKWD, even though he has all his fucking major own fans.
They're all from here, baby.
What do you got, Michael?
Oh, yeah. What's up? Mike Brown, @ Yo Mike Brown on Twitter. Come to Comedy Outliers shows, comedyoutliers.com, and check out our podcast. Peace.
Okay, what do you got, Scopo?
Just @ Twitter, @ Chris Scopo. I got to find my phone. Hold on.
All right. Is this it right here?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. All right, Scopo was supposed to have my shit ready. He is just the dumbest fucking person I know. Literally. I mean, he waits. I went around, we talked to Mike. Like, he knows I'm ending the show, and he doesn't fucking... It's just... I mean, it's the...
No, I couldn't find
you're
my
the
phone.
Dumbest person I know. You have the common sense of a fucking old lady.
All right, so Bobby is going...
Oh, yeah, don't
to
oh.
be...
Oh, you're the
at the Arlington Draft House tonight, supposedly.
Yeah,
but
tomorrow.
It's not going to be there.
Yeah, tomorrow,
tomorrow night.
Yeah,
March
going.
20th, yeah. The Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg.
Boom, do that. That's with Jim Norton and actually Artie Lang. Big show. Brouhaha with Mike Caltashow. Go ahead.
March 27th, 28th, The Comedy Works, Albany.
Yep.
March, May 14th, 15th, and 16th, Laugh, Boston.
There you go. So make sure you buy tickets to those shows. Go now. Don't fucking wait. Go pre-order my special, RobertKellyLive.com. This has been a fucking unbelievable... Dan, you okay? Yeah. Okay, we got to get Dan home. This has been a hilarious episode of YKWD. I hope you enjoyed it. You guys are the best fans in the world. Fucking make sure you support all these guys on the show. Support everybody on the network. And we'll see you next week on the YKWD.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.